Utah lawmakers are upset about a bill that would give the GOP a majority on two key legislative committees that traditionally have equal representation from both parties. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
House Bill 220, sponsored by Republican Representative LeVar Christensen, would add two more members from the majority party onto the Legislative Management Committee and an Audit Subcommittee. Those committees currently have equal membership by both parties. Christensen says the bill is an attempt to better represent the will of the people in the day-to-day governance of the Utah legislature.
It's just a true, sincere belief in the principle of representative democracy and representation and proportionality.
Utah Democratic Party Chair Peter Caroon released a statement saying the bill is an attempt to further silence Democrats in Utah. House Minority Whip Rebecca Chavez-Houck says these committees were set up decades ago to run the business of the legislature in a bipartisan way. And she adds they've been functioning well.
When we're all gone, when we've all left office, these institutions have to remain sacrosanct. And that's what my biggest concern is that we're seeing an effort to destroy elements of the institution that really should be preserved. And I think that our citizens deserve better than that.
Christensen insists that HB 220 is not intended to be a power grab, but he says that the current committee structure could lead to a stalemate on some decisions. The bill is slated to be discussed Wednesday in the House Government Operations Committee. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.